Not easy for me to get down to the level of Lord. Great power form of light if you were to see the light that surrounds you most to be blind. I am conscious that there are people here who are spiritually more advanced than some of us here, and certainly more advanced than I am, though I have been here nearly 50 years. Time does not guarantee spirituality, nor does it necessarily suggest growth. In a more another setting, I would insist that my instrument and the rest of you take off the shoe. But spiritually, you can create the humility that will enable you to know that you are in the presence of truth incarnate and I am surrounded by people who are not the kind of people who usually interpret for. Hands on the head. someone who belongs to one of them and someone who is very close. Then a man who is here speaks and says he is grateful for the opportunity. And have something somehow to do with someone who uses the name of our acoustic is KK acoustic camera. And shows me a paper which seems to bear his name. I read his name, but I see the man. The paper cannot read it. But whether I get the name from the paper or from him is not important. He points to the paper and says my name is on the paper. And says that it is the promise of something is a document seems to me that really there is one man here who was here before. Your name is Captain or Colonel something.
Yes.
You know who this Kusik?
Yes. Kim Kyu-shik is the one of the patriarch statesmen in Korea, and who were fighting for independence of Korea overseas.
But he shows me a document which seems to have significance as if his name. And he says that he regrets very much that Lee Wan Tong is not there. You know who that is?
Could you say it again?
Some name like Tom, and then it's Lee, Tom Wan Lee.
Yes, Tom Wan Lee. Sounds like a minister, foreign minister of the Korean government.
You have seen him lately?
Yes, I saw him, matter of fact, 2 days ago.
Tell him that he did well to come here.
Yes.
And tell him he did well to cooperate with. It isn't the UN, but it looks the UN, but it isn't the UN.
I think that's probably Japan.
He and your country will help to confine and to prevent the spread of destructive forces, and he will go back with plenty, with a great deal of like Coca-Cola or Coke, it's okay for the children. The children will be fed. What's Coke? They have a name. And the children will be fed, and he is wise to have sent the troops, because this is the end of an age, and the battle that is raging is really Armageddon, you understand? Yet, it is a battle between selfish, brutal men who do not think in terms of God or things which are associated with that word, against those people who will be the harbingers of the new age. You are now in the new age, and all things are being destroyed, and new things which are eternal but which are new only because mankind has now reached the point where he is able to recognize them, use them. And some of you in this room, some of you who come from other lands, and some of you who are native to this land, belong in the vanguard of the new age. And there is a gentleman in the room who is one of those who will be used for the restoration of spiritual principles and truths which are eternal but which have been lost because of the stupidity and the greed of men. And you can safely follow him, because nothing that is in the universe that's real is ever destroyed. It changes form. But there are many things in the minds and the consciousness of men which are distortions of truth and approximations of truth. And they are many times superstitions which have been grafted upon truth. They do not destroy, but they present truth in such a manner that it does not have significance or meaning to the people who are looking for the salvation, which means only a restoration of the eternal affinity between the Creator and His creation. I don't know what they're talking about, but that's what he says.
Could you ask him, in connection with the New Age, more specifically the mission of our leader here today?
He is one of those who will be the human instrument through whom the world teacher will be able to speak, and he was chosen because the New Age can be ushered in only through the eastern gate of the City of God, and that gate has been sealed since Jesus was crucified, and it cannot be opened until the New Age in which you are now, on which you are now entering, which you are in, has reached a point that those who were chosen and to prepare people so that when the teacher comes, there would be a people ready for him. The Jesus of Galilee will not return. It is not necessary. The Christ who manifested through him is the eternal. He will manifest him. He has never ceased to speak to men, but the time has come when in the New Age the veil, which has been drawn between your plane and this world of spirit, will be pushed aside, and those who have been freed from physical bondage will be able to speak and use, guide and teach the peoples of earth. That is being brought into manifestation everywhere. But the important thing to remember is that when God wants to make a revelation, and he has always done so and always will, he has to choose a human instrument who, through some circumstance or condition, has been brought to the point of sensitiveness and spiritual perception so that he can, in his own person, accept this ancient light of wisdom, and through him will filter down to others, probably no more dedicated, but in truth less gifted. It is like a pyramid. And the pyramid, at the peak stands the teacher, the leader, the chosen one. And under him, the graduate begins to build a foundation. And the truth flows down and as it flows down, it flows out until it touches every corner of the earth. But always it starts with one man, and others are touched. The Holy Spirit has not been quiet. He's not been inactive. But they come periodically in the history of the race, moments when the Holy Spirit has to individualize almost completely in some person who becomes the instrument who will enable others to catch the Spirit, to see the Spirit, know the Spirit, and so they go in all directions, never separated from the source, but always individualized.
Could I ask you,
Joseph,
that the mission of Jesus Christ in its success and failure than compare with the mission of our leader today? Our leader, Son Myung Moon, our leader's name, Son Myung Moon.
Myung Moon is the one I've been talking about.
Yes.
And I have been speaking for a group of people here. And this group seems around him, and the power that flows through him, the intelligence, is not just one, it is a great group of people, and they seem all to draw their inspiration and their knowledge from one source, and then they seem to pour it symbolically into a pool, and in some strange symbolic way, that pool becomes some young. As if all experience, all knowledge, all spiritual truth, it has always existed. It has been revealed at different times to different people. But the one who reveals is concerned only that he speaks truth, and those who are ready and capable of accepting truth and perceiving truth, they carry the message on. The revelators seldom live to see their revelations widely accepted, but they do always draw to them and leave behind them a group to continue the revelation.
May I ask a question, Fletcher?
Yes.
For persons like myself, familiar with the teachings of Jesus, and to whom the teachings of the divine principles seem strange, feel confused. I feel confused. Can anybody suggest the relationship between the teachings of Jesus and the messages about Sun, Myung Moon so that I will not be confused?
I have to speak for people here. There is no truth never contradicts itself. Quite often, what you call the teachings of Jesus may be, they often are, interpretations which men have made, about which men have filled in institutions. You cannot, in your age, rely upon any ancient formula or any ancient definitions of God or matter. The older religions develop dogmas, doctrines about both man and God. And when they declare them, science challenges. And then chaos, confusion set in. And in your age in which you're living, all the debris that has accumulated around truth must be brushed aside, or all truths become loaded with ideas, organization, which grow up in the hearts of devout people, which have no relation really to the truth itself. And so today you live in a time when men know a great many facts, but they haven't learned how to identify these facts, this data, with ideals. And a scientific knowledge without philosophical reflection can result in emptiness. And that is what you face. You cannot limit God, and you cannot limit the possibilities man, because man has been him individualized part of the God of the intellect. But if you try to build a life, a philosophy, or a religion only on those facts that you are able to perceive through your senses, and if you rely only upon sensory perception and experience, you will not find the truth. Scientific facts are important, but in themselves, they tell you nothing. Scientific facts become meaningful only when they are viewed against a vast background of ideas and ideals. Therefore, what I'm saying is that the basic truths that God is and that man is His creation, and being God's creation, began as a perfect being. But through environmental conditions, and through ignorance, and sometimes because of instinctual promptings which overpowered his divinity, man has lost that perfection which he had as the creature of God. And man himself has created a dual universe. There was no evil in God's creation. There is no evil in the mind of God. But man, through his own choice, and because he has yielded to the instinctual urges, which are a heritage of his animal ancestry as a physical vehicle, he has created the dual universe. And the purpose of the new age is to restore that perfection which can only be realized when man becomes completely God-centered. And then into the social processes brings the qualities of justice and love and brotherhood, which are the attributes of the spiritual concept of God. Then you will demolish a dual universe. And Satan, which is only an ancient word for eternal hatred, will be destroyed, because where there is love, there can be no hatred. And that is what the prophets and Jesus himself prophesied at the end of the age, not the end of the world. You have ended that age and are entering now an age in which you will be compelled to subjugate those people who would destroy you. And you will be compelled to end the battle of Armageddon. It will be a victory in which all the selfish nationalism, the greeds, the hates that grow out of those things will be ended. It will not be finished in your lifetime. But your lifetime is not limited to this little expression through your physical body. You will still be a part of the chosen. You will still be a part of those who will be influencing, guiding, and throwing the light on the path. Those who will build the kingdom of God on earth. You must not fall victim to the false idea that there is any such thing as a final truth once and for all. Truth is a living, vibrant thing, because truth stems from God. And there is no conclusion, there is no goal, except an ever-expanding goal of God. In some strange way, it defines the economy, the man. Ever so often, some man take upon himself a larger share of God and become the voice always. God has no voice save the voice given to him by people who have risen to the point that they can comprehend, and then extend his ideas.
Mister, I would like to ask a question. So through whom or by whom can we achieve perfection?
Only by a restoration in your own consciousness of those qualities associated with Christ.
Do you mean the Christ 2,000 years ago?
No. There was no Christ 2,000 years ago. There was a man 2,000 years ago through whom the Anointed One was able to manifest. The man died. Christ lived. And as the Holy Spirit helped, you must remember that when this man said, I will be with you until the end of the age, it was not the Galilean speaking, it was the incarnate Christ.
Then is the Christ manifested in many persons today, or just one person particularly?
Christ has been active, and he said he would send the Spirit of Truth. And the Spirit of Truth has been active in the lives of many people. But he said, at the end of the age, I will be with you through the end of the age. When he said that, he was talking of the Spirit of Truth which he would send, and then he made it very clear that there were things which you were not ready for, more things to learn, but they weren't ready for it then. But the Spirit of Truth will guide you and teach you, and I will be with you until the end of the age. And then, at the end of the age, there will come a new revelation. People will be able to accept and understand those things which he wanted to tell them, which he knew they were not ready to hear.
Will there be many leaders in the new age?
Even if there is a Christ, he had to choose the 12, and they in turn touch the lives of others, because the message could not have been given if it had been limited to one man, to one race, or one group. But that always, as this man said, it has to start with one man. And always, the revelation is founded upon truth once revealed, but is added to and expressed in terms not of yesterday, but of future.
You mean that Christ is the living Christ here on earth, because you said that the new age has come, and that Christ is to reveal the truth, that truth in which the Word of God is made in flesh today, you mean?
In which the spiritual truth is made manifest through the living organisms of the human being. There must always be someone who can accept the responsibility passing the truth off.
you are speaking of new revelation. You are speaking of, that means that you refer the divine principles brought by leader San Yang Mu.
That's part of it, yes. But even San Yang Mu has not exhausted the possibilities of the divine mind. He is, as long as he lives, will continue to be a channel for revelation. The channel never ceases to flow. The fountain never dries up.
In other words, Sun, Myung, Moon will remain as a channel,
yes,
through whom God speaks.
And those who listen, and those who accept, and those who are ready for the revelation will go to the place and to the people where they are directed. But always it will be the Spirit of Truth, who is not limited in any direction, either through a group, a man, or else. He uses one man and he uses a million men. But he's never limited. And the Spirit of Truth, like the sun, will light the whole world.
Do you know that there should be one true father and mother, two parents, for new days?
The divine mind, or the concept that God has as a creative principle, God has within himself all the faculties and qualities of both the male and the female. There can be no creative expression. There can be no life without these two qualities, male and female. So God is neither man nor woman. He sums up within himself all things, and thus is able to create. And every man and woman on earth who creates a new vehicle through which life may become manifest is, for a limited time at least, a part of the creative process. He is doing one thing that God can do without employing physical means. Spiritual truth must not be in any sense limited, because God cannot be done. And God has chosen this man to speak at a time and in a place that is important. And his word will be heard. There's a man who comes here and he says that he wishes to speak. He must do his own. Is the name John Gilmer. He said he died in a fall a week from there.
So, capital city of Korea.
John Gilmer.
He said he was there and he knew and met. United Nations, some kind of an economic thing. And he says that he was with Albert Wiedemeyer, General Wiedemeyer.
Yeah, General Wiedemeyer.
And he know you?
I knew him, knew his name.
Yeah. And he says that he comes because he died just recently, almost within days, hours, and so was coming over. But he says that he wants to tell you that there is your Aladdin, great possibility.